We're back with another episode.
This episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler is sponsored by MyApothecary.com. MyApothecary is the premier online destination for hemp-derived CBD that will help you curate a wealthy lifestyle. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
Everybody,
welcome, welcome.
Happy Tuesday, Booze Day,
and Fowler's Day.
The next day, tomorrow, will be Fowler's Day, but every day's Fowler's Day around here, you know what I mean?
We're literally like 7 days apart because my birthday was last Wednesday, and your birthday is this Wednesday.
That's so crazy.
Your birthday will be tomorrow when this comes out.
Yeah,
tomorrow. Happy birthday, Fowler!
Thank you. Woo-hoo! I've worked very hard to be here. I know, that's how I feel, truly. 28, hit me like a
You're frickin... about to be 40.
That's what it feels like, truly.
Do your knees feel like that?
Oh, 100%. Gone that's are crazy. My Megan knees.
Definitely. Like, yeah, I don't think I've ever had Megan knees, though, honestly.
Would have been nice.
I've never had those.
Welcome back to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler.
Absolutely, welcome back.
We're happy you got to spend time with us today.
How was your week this past week?
My week was stupendous.
Well, that's awesome.
I
what'd you do? Why was it stupid?
My friend Megan flew into town this weekend from Chicago.
Megan.
Shouts out Megan. And
why do I think Megan lived here this whole time?
Because I probably just talk about her like she does. She's in my heart. She basically lives here.
Megan's the best.
Megan is the best. He know he's giving his money to Megan.
I don't know that reference.
He know was very expensive to Demi. Come on.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Right.
I can be fucked. I get it. No, it was good. We had like a little pool party situation for my birthday. Woo-hoo. And I got to hang out with my girlies and
cool beans and bake in the sun.
Bake in the sun. I am red. Your girl is red.
You look more African-American today.
That I'm white and then I go in the sun and the way my body, it soaks up the sun like she's black. But man, she gets real red like she's white.
I'm gonna say, you burn like you're a white girl.
I do.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is like my burn feels like third degree sunburn, but it just looks like a little red. But when you touch it, it hurts real bad.
Interesting.
But I'm just a sun and sand girl. You know, I got to be out there.
Nah.
I need the water. I need the rays. I need the margs.
And the alcohol.
All the alcohol. So, and the Cheeto Puffs. There's something about Cheeto Puffs at the pool. Doritos.
Really?
Beach,
what are they, like energy boosters or something?
There's something about a Cheeto Puff.
That's interesting.
A soggy Cheeto Puff situation.
Ew. Mm-mm-mm. Ew. Soggy. Ew.
I don't like them soggy, but it just happens. It's an occupational hazard. So it's good. I feel renewed. The spirit of the Lord is within me.
Hallelujah.
I needed to be back around. You know when you just like, you're yourself all the time, but like there's versions of yourself, and like the best version of myself is with
your friends,
my close friends.
Yeah.
Specifically with tequila by a body of water.
Absolutely.
So my spirit has been renewed.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to turn 28 now, I think.
What's your goal for your 28th birthday?
Like the year, or just like my birthday,
like your birthday, like the year. This is the year of 28, chapter 28.
Okay, so I lost two good travel years, and I'm pissed. COVID really knocked me off my horse.
So you're gonna do everything you can to exhaust
this
your PTO.
This is my travel year. Okay. Sure. It also needs to be a PTO year.
I was gonna say, because you're not gonna have very much PTO after.
No, I may just, you know. Maybe a PRN girly. We may have to let the insurance lapse.
Hey.
And just call
you're
it.
Healthy.
Hey, listen, I'm 20. I'm young.
You got free access to N95. Just keep taking one a day.
That's what I'm saying. I'll keep taking my vitamins. I have got to get back to Europe. I'm going to Europe. I don't care what anyone says.
Cool
you
beans.
Can come with me or you can stay here.
I mean, I'll go.
Come.
It depends on what country, though, do you want to go? Specifically,
all of them. I really want to go to Switzerland. It's my big goal.
Ooh,
for 28.
I want to go too. Do you want to go in the winter time though?
No. You want to go in the winter time?
I do.
I can make it happen.
Okay,
we can go to the winter
as long as it's cool. I don't want to be
hot. It always feels good there.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to go to Iceland. That's really my dream.
That's the green one.
Yeah.
You want to see the Northern Lights? I'd be down for that. Reykjavik.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm
absolutely
down. See, there's so many good things
to
see.
Springs.
I think So Peru's in 2 weeks. I think that's going to like start my travel fire right back up again. I'm going to eat, pray, love this year. I'm trying to do crazy things and find myself and meet new people. The only thing that's
going to humble you is your PTO.
God. I just don't understand. Like, if I want to leave, I should just be able to leave. Listen, Let me go.
We are manifesting getting a job that has unlimited PTO. That's it.
I just don't get it. I don't even do that much work when I'm there. You will not miss me. Let me go. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to pay me. You do not have to pay me. I will take unpaid time.
That's what I'm... Why can't we just take PTO and say, hey, we don't want to use our PTO. We want it unpaid. I can do that. I can eat peanut butter and jelly for a little bit.
That's what I'm... I used to always take unpaid time because I'm like, yeah, I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll be fine.
I'm like a Friday to a Monday. That's fine. 2 days. What's that? I can make it up on the weekend.
I know. Y'all are lucky I don't live like in New York or Seattle or something where I could catch a flight to Europe and do a weekend trip.
Oh, hell yeah. Because that's crazy. Where all the cheaper flights are, I feel like, from New York.
Watch me move to Atlanta. I can get a flight out of there quick.
Oh, yeah. And like Atlanta is a huge international hub because we actually flew out. No, we flew in back into the United States from Paris and back into Atlanta. But we flew out of Charlotte, North Carolina, which was kind of weird.
That's random.
I know. I was like, you're fine, two pairs. But anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, this is my travel year. I think this is the year that I like get settled in the house. Mm-hmm. I'll have owned my house for a year in July.
Really?
Wow. Time flies, baby.
Mine already passed. Mine was 5 years. Mine was 5 years in April.
Damn.
Yeah.
Look at us.
It doesn't feel like I've owned my house for 5 years. It really doesn't.
But
my mortgage payment is going down, which I'm happy about that.
What?
No. Not the actual monthly payment, but like the amount I owe on the loan is going down.
I just appealed my taxes for the first time. Y'all didn't tell me anything about that when I was buying a house. Everyone tells you, oh, buying a house is so easy. Oh, that's so good. What an investment. Oh, you're moving along in life. Not like, hey, your taxes are going to go up and you're going to have to peel it. And then your monthly payment's going to go up and you're going to hate your life.
Yeah, I tried to tell you all of that, but you didn't listen.
So... 20th's gonna be good. I'm ready for it. You're welcome to everyone who got to celebrate with me.
Yeah.
Lucky for you.
Cash App her. She's taking EBT. She's taking trips.
I'm taking crypto. I'm taking Venmos. I'm taking
marriage proposals.
A 16th of a Bitcoin.
PTO.
Blue Cross Blue Shield. Absolutely. If you have insurance, please reach out to me.
Medicaid vouchers. Absolutely.
Food stamps.
Food stamps.
Anything EBT. You got. Throw them my way. How was your week?
My week was actually good. As you all know, it was my birthday last week. And I was super busy on my birthday, believe it or not. I don't know why, but I had planned to do all these different things and I actually did accomplish them, but it was super busy. The week was, of course, horrible at work as always, but I did have a good relief being off on Wednesday. I went to a Pilates class for the very first time.
Pilates, getting that Lori Harvey body.
No, I felt like I was duped and manipulated, which I didn't like because I felt like it was going to be a one-on-one class and it turned out to be a group session. And I don't do group, activities like that, especially when it comes to working out. I don't do stuff like that.
You don't like group classes?
No, I hate it. Why? Done Zumba before. Because I like to have one-on-one because the thing is, even though I'm a physical therapist, like, I don't know how to breathe and I can't look at my body. So I need somebody to do it for me. And I just felt like the class was not, it was not a one-on-one session. And I just felt like she wasn't really watching everybody. Nobody was watching me and I wasn't watching anybody else. But I was just like, what kind of instructions are these? Like, I've never been on this machine before.
Pilates instructions are hard instructions.
Because she's like, do this and put your back this way and then roll up. And I'm like, what are you saying?
And they'll call these positions. And I'm like, my body doesn't contort like that. And it takes me a second to get,
And then I had to modify part of it because of my back, because I have a herniated disc. And I had to use like a TheraBand. And so, of course, I didn't tell her what I did for a living. So she's like, well, this is called a TheraBand. It's like a big rubber band. So it's really stretchy. And I was like, I've never heard of it. So I don't know that I'm going to continue that. I'm going to try to find a studio where they offer like one-on-one sessions or something like that. Cause I did feel a good stretch and it was a good full body workout. Cause I felt it the very next day. But other than that, the week was good. I closed out with, oh Lord Jesus. I was in a 2-day, 8-hour-a-day course for, getting my Scrum, certified Scrum Master certification. So that was a whole big Scrum. Thing. So yeah, it's part of the business world trying to break into tech, blah, 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 whatever.
What's
whatever.
Scrum for?
I have no clue. Even after 2 days of being in this class, I don't know. It's about teams and rugby, something with rugby. I don't know.
Rugby?
I guess they got the idea of how to do all the stuff from rugby, from the game rugby, but...
Have you seen people play rugby?
Rugby is intense.
That shit is insane.
It's football without the helmets and stuff. That's
y'all
all it
are
is.
Wild people.
Yeah, no, but other than that, my week was okay. Got my booty rubbed on by my massage therapist for my birthday.
That's always nice.
And I had like freshly shaved my legs and everything. So it was just, it was awesome. It was a great massage.
There's something nice about being like rubbed on? Hairless and slippery.
That's very true.
Rubbed on, yeah.
Yeah,
I was in and rubbed on too. The pool that we'd gone to. My friend's parents just built a pool. That's where we were at for my birthday. And it's fiberglass.
Ooh.
And I was all sunscreened up. I was just slipping around in there like I had Crisco on me. I was like, this is great.
Feels good, man.
What a sensory experience.
It just feels good to be lubed up, you know?
I do know. Yeah,
definitely. Well, I'm excited for your birthday. I'm excited to hear about what you're going to do for this week for your birthday. And, you know, it's Gemini season. Taurus season went by super fast.
It's Gemini season, baby. Let's do something reckless and crazy.
Yeah.
Let's just make up some little white lies, manipulate people, gaslight, get yo's.
Why not?
It's all for your entertainment. The world is your oyster, Gemini. Go out there.
That's very true. Well, I'll tell you what else is people living it up. Your homegirl, Kourtney Kardashian. What were you talking about her?
Full stop. We have to talk about it. It is Sunday.
In the year of our Lord.
In the year of our Lord. It's 7 o'clock and 28 minutes past the hour.
Ooh, look at you,
Kourtney Kardashian. I know. That was really hard.
I'm so proud of you.
Especially because I think I'm still drunk and we're hungover.
Probably.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are now married. They got married today in Italy.
Mm.
It is the strangest situation.
Why?
Here's all the things I want to talk about. First of all, beautiful wedding looked beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to know. So it's very much everyone. So, okay.
Calm down. You're very
There's
excited.
A lot of things I need to talk about. First of all of her kids are there. His kids are there. The Kardashian clan is there.
How many kids does he have?
He has two.
Okay.
Three. He has two kids, I think.
And she has four. Pretty much.
She has three.
I thought she had... Oh, that's Kim that has
Kim
four.
Has four. Sorry. So Kim's kids are there. I didn't see the little ones. I saw North.
Mm-hmm.
Stormy's there, as always. Mm-hmm. Travis is not there. Kylie's there. Kendall and her boyfriend are there. Chloe is there without True because True's at home with Tristan.
Mm.
The theme is like Catholic, Roman, Gothic, vampy. They all look like the Volturi from Twilight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess we're all dressing to theme. I feel like they all just went to the Met Gala and no one dressed to theme. So I'm like, oh, so you can stick to a theme. You just don't want to do it for
exactly.
The Met Gala, but it's fine. Kourtney was very much giving like Roman Gothic Barbie.
She actually looked really beautiful.
She looked good. They all look cool. My thing is, so Dolce & Gabbana has dressed them for like the whole thing. Everything is Dolce Life, Dolce Vita. But I'm like, didn't Dolce & Gabbana call y'all the cheapest people in like, a couple years ago, they were like, really? The Kardashians are like the cheapest people. We'll never dress them.
Mm. For a check, they will, and for E.
I guess. So that was very interesting. Allegedly. But also, remember that Kim was banned from the Met Gala until like 3 years ago.
No, why?
Or not banned. They were just like, we'll never invite her. They're just like reality show trash. And then that's why Kanye had to bring her as his plus one. And then she started getting invited.
Mm. And then she broke Marilyn Monroe's dress. So, you know.
And then she did a lot of weird things. It looked beautiful.
But then they eloped. I thought they eloped.
They eloped in Vegas. And quote unquote, no one knew. And they got married. But I guess this was their big wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just like.
That's weird.
It felt very like cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Costumey.
I mean, he already has tattoos all over his head.
He does. I feel like it was very much his aesthetic. But I'm like, Kourtney, what do you want? Was this for you?
I don't think she cares anymore. Because she's just like. She's living in a, you know, whirlwind love. So.
That's true.
After dealing with Scott Disick, girl, run into the arms of any man that comes at you and says hello.
I will be looking at the pictures probably for another 3 or 4 days. North, my God. She's going to be a fun one to watch grow up. She looks so cool. Mm. Everything she wears.
And you know her parents dress her, right?
I've heard that. I think she dresses herself, though.
Really? She's that independent?
Yeah, she's that independent.
Well, she's Kanye's child. Wearing, like, I believe it.
She's wearing, like, all of Kim's old designer bags. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, girly, you're going to be so cool. I can't even help it.
No, never mind. I won't speak on people's children.
Also, so, like, the big three, mm-hmm. Kourtney, Kim, Chloe.
Yeah.
They're all dressed in, like, gothic shit, like mm-hmm. emo, whatever. They all look the part. They match everything. Kylie and Kendall are dressed in like.
For Kendall to be a model, I don't really think she really dresses very well.
They're wearing like Macy's Easter dresses, but make it designer. It's very strange.
I hate it. Macy's is very good.
I'm not saying anything bad about it. It just, and they're all dressed by Dolce, so it's all the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wasn't giving it to me.
Well, congratulations to
Kourtney
and Nope. Travis Barker. Yeah.
So that's my quick take on the Kravis wedding.
Kravis. Oh, that's what they're calling them. Kravis. Yes. Interesting.
But looked super cool. But a bunch of famous people there. So that's dope.
Well, Rihanna had her baby. You got to learn this board.
I know. I got to learn it. She had a little boy.
She did. I'm glad that she had a very healthy, I'm assuming healthy, you know,
I'm happy, assuming happy
labor. Yeah, I would hope so. There was this girl on TikTok though, or yeah, it was on TikTok. And she was talking about how, first of all, she violated HIPAA allegedly because she said that they, that her hospital cleared off the entire, floor for Rihanna and that she announced that she had a boy or whatever. And so I'm just like, so she, of course she ended up having a boy. So I'm like, ma'am, if you really worked at the hospital, I hope you know you about to lose your job.
You about to lose your job.
But you know what's crazy though? This is what I hate about I don't hate about celebrities, but I hate about the celebrity experience. This is a woman who is giving birth for the very first time. And to have her privacy potentially invaded is so horrible. Like, I hate people who do stuff like that.
Especially, what if something had happened?
Right. What if she would have had a complication or something like, I feel like celebrities, their privacy, like their medical privacy is not even private anymore. Like, I remember when I was in, not to go off on a tangent, but I remember when I worked in postpartum labor delivery at a hospital in Florida. And this is, I don't think this is a HIPAA violation because I'm not talking about, it may be, but it's, you know, statute of limitations up. Anyway, contradiction. So T-Pain and his wife had their baby at the hospital I used to work at, right? And the only reason why I know T-Pain had his baby there is because I literally took care of his wife. And when I say took care of his wife, I mean, I was a CNA, I did vitals and all that kind of stuff, helped her to the bathroom, that's it. Right, so I didn't, and I don't, can't even remember her real name. It's not even important to the story. The only interaction that I had with T-Pain at the time was that, and this is, again, telling my age. Anyway, he comes out of the room. Everybody had already spread and was like, oh, T-Pain's wife is here. T-Pain's. And I'm like, it's his wife. Y'all leave her alone. Like, she's in labor. Leave the lady alone. And so when they came up to postpartum, he literally came up to the nursing station. He was like, y'all got a white pages so I can order some pizza?
A white pages?
Exactly. Because nobody, you couldn't like look on Google on the internet and like look up numbers and stuff like that.
1975?
Exactly. So he came out and like, he was like, oh, you have a pen I can borrow? Gave him my pen. He went back in the room and he called it a day. Like, it was like, he was a regular.
Did he give you back your pen?
Oh, hell yeah, he would have gave me. Hell yeah, he gave me back my
pen. Did he buy you a drink?
Because I stole that pen from another doctor, so he wasn't gonna steal my pen. But no, he was really cool. But I would like, people kept coming up to the floor on purpose to see if they could get a T-Pain sighting, and I'm like, y'all, he didn't just have a baby; his wife had a baby. Leave them alone, sweet lamb of God. And they're like, oh my God, have you seen T-Pain? And I'm like, yes, I work here. Like, he's a regular person, just like everybody else. But I just hate when people's like, their privacy is invaded like that. That's such a vulnerable moment. Like, they don't need an audience for you to get a time. Oh, T-Pain, can I get an autograph? Can I, or Rihanna, let me try to see if I can get a quick picture of her and a baby. Like, that's so fucking invasive.
Have you been to LA?
No.
LA is cool because there's super, super famous people. Like, if there's a celebrity sighting, people around will always be like, oh, you know, like trying to take pictures and stuff. But there's so many mildly famous people in LA all the time that they're always walking around and no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
But I'm like there and I'm like, oh my God, look at all these famous people. Well, everyone else doesn't care. And it's such a cool vibe because it's just like, you know.
Well, it's the same thing like in South Florida. Like, certain people are not, they're celebrities to everybody else, but you see them all the time. Like, for example, like Trina and Trick Daddy. Like, they're not, to me, in my brain, they're not celebrities. Like, I get it that they are, you know, famous and that they're legends in their own right, especially in the music game. But you see them so often, so it's not like a big deal. Exactly. So, I mean, even to see Rick Ross, you're just like, okay. You can see, I mean, DJ Khaled used to be on the radio in South Florida, so he's not a quote unquote celebrity in South Florida because he was literally on the air. I think he was on, 99 Jams with K-Fox? Or was it 96.5? Whatever. He was on the radio as DJ Khaled. Everybody knew DJ Khaled because he was just DJ, you know.
DJ Khaled.
My brother Novocaine, a.k.a. so-and-so, a.k.a. so-and-so. It was the most annoying like tagline, but you knew him from that. So he, I mean, I totally get that. That, you know, most people, they're not celebrities anymore to people who see them all the time.
And I think it's social media ruined everything too.
Well, because you get a first a front row seat into their personal lives, yeah. versus before you would have to wait to see who they were. You Everyone's had to wait till like MTV Cribs.
And yeah.
MTV Cribs was like the closest you could actually get to them. Like, wow, this is what their bathroom looks like. Oh my God, look what they have in their refrigerator. You know,
that was the best part of Cribs.
It was.
I want to see what's in the icebox. I want to see all your nice water bottles and what you're drinking. Remember, that's all it was drinks.
Remember when Missy had a Lamborghini bed?
No.
You remember that?
No.
She had a Lamborghini bed. I think she still has it.
Lamborghini keys.
And she had like this huge like sneaker, like big Nike box, but it was just sneakers in the Nike box. And it came out to multiple levels.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. But those were the good days where you had to wait to see what your favorite celebrity had in their house. But now they going live every day showing you every damn thing. But speaking of babies, we got to talk about it. Formula shortage.
I didn't realize that there were only three companies in the U.S. that manufacture formula.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a very good idea.
I don't think it is either. I think it's really stupid. And why, like, and how are you able to monopolize the industry like that? Because I'm quite sure there's a lot of like cruelty-free, vegan, whatever, you know, people who probably want to, you know, create baby formula. But
is formula just powdered milk?
That is a very good question. I do not have the answer to.
Okay.
I don't know.
Never thought about it. Haven't wanted to think about it.
I don't have kids
like,
yet.
Like, what is it? There's, it's got to be, like, I guess, nutrients in it.
Maybe?
What is formula?
Maybe it's just multivitamins just, you know, shredded. I don't know. I really don't know what's in baby formula.
I didn't realize we were having a shortage because one of those factories had, like, a...
Abbott.
Had a bacteria, some
Sorry,
kind of...
Sorry, this is annoying me.
You don't touch my person. Without my explicit consent. I didn't realize that there was some kind of like, I want to say Listeria, but that was
it E. coli? It was E. coli that was in the baby formula, right?
Yeah, so they had to shut it down. Right. How are you going to put E. coli in baby formula?
Well, apparently they were, or allegedly they were saying that Abbott actually controls or is responsible for about 40% of United States formula, which that's a lot for one company to have. And then Nestle is the other one. And then I don't know the third one, but I know it's Abbott, Nestle, and somebody else. But also, too, people like companies in Canada were actually trying to ship over some of their formula supply. And allegedly, the United States is blocking it.
Wow.
So, which I think is sad and disgusting.
I just want to know. Okay. It's purified cow's milk, whey, and casein as a protein source. Lactose, carbs, vitamin mix.
So it is multivitamin.
So it's just milk with a bunch of protein and vitamins in it.
Yeah.
I feel like we could make that.
Well, there's a lot of older women, like, you know, grandmother's age and stuff like that. They used to give babies, what is it, carnation milk or pet milk, water and not corn syrup. What is it? Is it corn syrup or something like that? It's it is sweet, but it's another. It's a clear. I want to say
Cairo.
Cairo syrup. Yes, that's what it is. Not corn syrup. Sorry, Cairo. So it's Cairo syrup, carnation milk, and or pet milk, which is pretty much the same, and then dilute it with water, and that's what they gave their children.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Were you a formula baby?
No, I was breastfed. Can't you tell? You can tell breastfed babies we fat as hell, but allegedly. But yeah, no, I was a breastfed baby.
I was a formula baby.
Yeah, because you were a preemie.
Yeah, that's why I have the issues.
Little lungs and a great big world.
I got little lungs and
in a COVID world.
In a COVID world and a brain that can't focus on one thing for too long.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very number one disgusting that. You know, there isn't more that is being done to try to help, you know, relieve this crisis. But then also to some of the more insensitive people like Bette Midler. I love Bette Midler, but she's so fucking tone deaf. The fact that she came out and was like, well, just breastfeed your kids. Like, Bette, come on now. I know you know better that there are a lot of women who wish they could breastfeed that can't breastfeed for a number of reasons. Like, this is why you have lactation consultants and lactation specialists and all these different, you know, resources out there, because every woman can't breastfeed. Like, that's just the reality. Every woman can't breastfeed. And so, you know, it's very ignorant of you to even assume or to think or to say a comment like that. And it's very disrespectful also to and try to deduce women down who cannot breastfeed and who don't have the resources or the opportunity to be able to breastfeed.
They just want us all breastfeeding our kids because it's harder to get pregnant when you're breastfeeding, and they're just trying to keep everyone from having babies.
Who said that? Who told you that it's harder to get pregnant when you breastfeed?
That's just science.
What scientist told you that? Dr. Fauci told you that?
That's how it works. When you're breastfeeding, it's harder to get pregnant.
Say that to all the people who have Irish twins.
I'm just letting you know. That's what the internet says.
Oh, Google says that. I think Google's wrong on that one.
Because when you're breastfeeding, your body's still producing all the hormones that you need when you're pregnant. Like there's already a baby.
Yeah, okay. All I gotta say, me and my sister are 15 months apart, and she was breastfed. So that's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying it's an accurate science. I'm just saying it's anecdotal.
It's not evidence-based, right?
No EVP here. I'm just me with all of my kids that I've had. Right. I'm letting you know.
No, I mean, formula is expensive,
dude. I remember when my brother was a baby, formula was always expensive, and it doesn't last because they eat that shit all fucking time.
They do. Like one. Okay,
just run through it.
When my nephew was born, my sister had to give him formula at some point because he was like jaundice or whatever. So anyway, why is it funny that my nephew was jaundice?
Because like he was jaundice or whatever.
Well, I mean, yeah, every baby's probably jaundice a little bit. Just stick him in the sun.
Yo, I was yellow.
B. Really?
Yeah.
Well, he was yellow for a little bit, but I remember going to the store one day and I was like, because I went to go visit her and we went to the store, so she was looking for a particular brand of formula. And so, you know, I'm just like, oh, okay. And I'm looking at this one little small can.
Like 20 bucks.
And 40 bucks some of these things are. And I'm like, if you get the specialty stuff, like if the baby has acid reflux or something like that, and you have to get a specialty. Some of these cans are like anywhere from 20 to 40 bucks, and they last you like 3-4 days. And I'm like, what?
That's insane.
Baby formula should be free. I'm sorry. It just should be. That should be a government. If WIC is free, you should be able to, I don't care how much money you make, baby formula, just like baby formula and sanitary napkins and sanitary products should be free. Period. Period, poo.
Between formula and gas prices, I just can't afford to be a human being in this world.
Well, you know none of us can. And it's, well, I'll tell you what's even more sickening, piggybacking off of the baby formula shortage. You know how we talk about on this podcast all the time about the maternal mortality rate, especially among black and
brown
women.
Number one killer of women in the world.
Yes. Childbirth. Well, I won't even say women, black and brown women specifically. But this week, this wonderful child of God, child of Satan, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, he was doing an interview and the interviewer asked him, like, because they were talking about the whole abortion ban and how a lot of these states are saying that, oh, we're going to make it immediately illegal and we're going to ban abortion if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court. And so the interviewer basically called out his stats to him in his with regard to his state in the state of Louisiana. And he said she was saying that the fact that you're trying to force women to have children, you are number one in maternal mortality.
In Louisiana. What's the healthcare looking like in Louisiana?
I don't think it's that great. I don't think it's great in the United States altogether. But Bill Cassidy says, well, our maternal death rates are only bad if you count black women. And I was just like,
let's read the room, Bill.
Did you just, but I'm glad he said it. I'm so glad that a lot of these racist politicians are saying this stuff out loud, because we knew you already felt that way, but I'm glad now what you did was, number one, you realized you called out yourself for being a racist, but number two, you literally just proved what everybody has been saying, that there is a serious disparity in the care between white women and black and brown women, specifically black women, when it comes to, you know, maternal mortality rates. And the fact that you said, well, they're only bad if you count black women,
did you think that makes your point? Like, what did you think that was going to do? It's only bad if you look at this large group of women that are dying.
And, like, the population of Louisiana is, I mean, I don't know.
Isn't Louisiana a lot of black people?
Yeah, hell yeah. New Orleans alone is enough. I mean, Baton Rouge. I mean, come on. And the fact that he said that openly,
you're
was just
supposed to be
like,
a representative of the people, Bill.
Well, it's only bad if you look at the black people, who we don't really consider humans anyway, so we don't really care about their black ass babies. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, you're Satan. I already
COVID
know.
Really did so. The pandemic warped everyone's brain to think that they can say things like that.
But the sad part is they've already felt it this way. Yeah. They've already felt it. They just are now emboldened.
What
to
happened
say
to
it?
The good old days of politics where you were, you know, like a guy's racist? Guy? Yeah, closeted racism. Yeah. What happened to that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like to know who my racists are, because at least I know who I'm dealing with. Because it's almost like they were talking about racism in the South versus racism in the North. Like,
racism in the South is blatant.
But I would prefer racist Southern people over Northern racist people because they're very covert with it. Like, oh, you're so bright. Oh, listen here, Mary Lou. But then the people in the South are just like, wow, you niggas are smart. Like, what? I'm just saying, I like to know who my racist people are. That's it. Show me your true colors up front so I know who the hell I'm dealing with. That's all I'm saying. It makes my job a lot easier.
Oh, but, yeah. My gosh.
It's crazy. But this I just couldn't believe it. But also, too, speaking on that, baby, you know, the mortality rate, even with regard to abortion, you know, there was this one tweet that I saw. This young lady's name is, hold on, let me find it.
We do love a good tweet.
Yes, we do. So this young lady, her name is Carlos Chapman.
Carlos?
On Carlos, I don't know if it's real or not, but Carlos C, at Carlos C on Twitter. She basically said, if a fetus is a person at 6 weeks pregnant, is that when the child support starts? Is that also when you can't deport the mother because she's carrying a U.S. citizen? Can I insure a 6 week fetus and collect if I miscarry? Just figuring if we're all going here. Just figuring if we're going all here, right. We should all go in. I'll cut the last part. But anyway.
Can you imagine if you could start getting child support at 6 weeks?
I'll get pregnant today.
Sign me up. Does he have Blue Cross Blue Shield? Are we both insured?
I wouldn't even care. You can have Medicaid. You can be uninsured. Listen, if you can start collecting child support today, knock me up. That's all I'm saying. I'm kidding. Don't do that. No. No. Mm. Anyway.
Open to it.
I mean, it depends how much money you got in the bank.
Money in the bank. Have a baby by me, baby.
Be a millionaire.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe he said that out loud.
I think it's absolutely insane. And Joe Biden does this little cameo and he's like talking to the president of Abbott. And he's just like, we got to do something about this formula shortage, man.
You're the president. Go do presidential things.
Sir, why wasn't this? Where is Kamala? Kamala, you're a. No, she's not. She is. She has children, right?
Is she a stepmom? Or
she's
a, not yeah, that there's a difference.
She's
a,
I don't think she has biological children. Yes, children. But you're a mom, Kamala. Come on, do something about it.
You're just a woman.
Exactly. Like Joe should have put her on that. Like we should have been seeing her.
It seems like a girly thing. This formula.
All these people that are pregnant and barefoot. Come on, Kamala. God damn,
like, you have a uterus, right? Surely you can identify with them.
Well, speaking of Joe Biden, remember how last week, unfortunately, there was a shooting in Buffalo at the Tops grocery store that claimed the lives, unfortunately, of 10 African-American men and women. And what was very interesting to me is that Joe Biden, he condemned, and I'm saying this with air quotes for the people that are listening to the podcast. He says, you know, white supremacy. I'm condemning white supremacy. And it has no place here.
Well, thank God. Someone said it finally.
Here's the thing. I don't need you to say that white supremacy needs to be condemned. Joe, I need you to put an executive order like you did for the Asians. Like you keep saying slavery was bad, racism and white supremacy is horrible, but fuck you black people. We're not going to support you and we're not going to give you an executive order. Like, tell me you don't give a fuck about us without telling us you don't give a fuck about us, Joe. Like, God dang.
He just knows if he does that, the backlash he'll get. That's why he doesn't want to do it.
What backlash at this point?
From the top 1%.
Oh, please. They already don't like you, Joe. They're trying to get away to find a way to get you out of there. That's why they stormed the Capitol and didn't want to give you the damn presidency. And you're going to sit here and back these people up? You're stupid. Stupid. Give us an executive order, Joe. God dang it. Anyway, on to some other sham people. Wells Fargo.
How is it still a company? They were stealing.
I don't know.
They were. Remember all the shit with the mortgages?
Yes.
They're stealing people's money.
Yep.
They're always doing some shit.
Making up allegedly accounts and bank accounts.
Yes. God, the most fraudulent bank.
Well, I'll tell you this. Unfortunately, Wells Fargo has been in the news yet again, and they have been accused of interviewing black women candidates for positions that did not exist. And there was a guy, his name was Joe Bruno, and he was employed with Wells Fargo in their wealth management division in Jacksonville, Florida.
It's always Florida, huh?
I don't know. Where is Wells Fargo headquarters? Is it in Carolina? Because the bank capital is in Carolina. Is it not?
The bank capital. What do you mean?
Like a lot of their headquarters, a lot of bank headquarters, like IT and bank institutions, their headquarters are like in Charlotte and stuff like that.
Right? Why is that?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
Just that. When I was there for a little bit, I want to say that, but don't quote
it's
me on
in
that.
San Francisco.
Okay, I was wrong. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so Mr. Joe Bruno, he basically broke the story to the, and he no longer works for Wells Fargo, but he broke the story to the New York Times, and he was saying that he was fired after he was complaining to his superiors about the sham interviews, and he called them inappropriate, morally wrong, and ethically wrong. And so him and seven other current and former bank employees also accused their bosses of instructing them to interview diverse candidates, despite the position not being being already filled or non-existent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lawsuit to me.
Well, you know, I think a lot of companies do that anyway. Like they, even if they want to hire internally, but the government, based off their funding and their tax, how they file their taxes, they have to prove that a certain level of diversity. So they'll post these jobs and say, because I don't think it's just Wells Fargo. I think a lot of jobs do that. They'll post these positions and be like, oh, we're accepting applications, even though they already know who they're going to put in position of power.
That's so shitty.
It's very familiar. Sounds like hospital I used to work at. But anyway,
I heard that's what's going on with the labor shortage. Not exactly the same thing, but when everyone left their jobs to go into tech, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of people now are working from home, working on the computer. There's all these unfilled jobs now that mm-hmm. no one wants.
Yeah.
And they can't get them filled, like the lower mm-hmm. white collar jobs.
Yeah. Well, I also
heard. And no one wants them, and everyone feels like they're overqualified and overeducated for them.
But I also heard, too, that they were purposefully saying, oh, well, see, we can't get people to work here. And then they're interviewing people, but they're not filling these positions so they can keep their PPP loans, like PPP loan money as well. That a lot of companies have been doing
that. They were sending people to jail over those loans.
They were, but they ain't gonna send these companies to jail. They're gonna keep bailing them out. That's the unfortunate part. Now, small businesses, you going to jail, but these Fortune 500 companies, they'll make it up.
That's true.
If you got a good CPA, you'll be good.
Anyway. I don't have one.
Yeah. What were you telling me? Well, speaking of the inequality in jobs, what were you telling me about the World Cup? The female World Cup.
The World Cup is finally doing what should have been done after all those little girls got up there and said, shit ain't right.
Yeah.
That's all female sports. But they are equalizing pay for the champions of the World Cup.
Really?
Which is awesome. Because do you remember how insane the wage gap was?
What was it? Do you remember?
No.
I was going to try to give the people something to work with here.
No facts and figures on this podcast. Well, I mean,
it sounds very familiar. Like LeBron James got a $40 million contract. And then, you know, who's a WNBA player right now?
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner is probably making like $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. Like, this is just her base salary, not like her endorsements and all that other kind of stuff. But like, it's insane.
Let me see if I can find you a quick number really quick.
Because they took the San Antonio team. They had the San Antonio Stars when I first moved here. And then
yeah,
they took the team.
Yeah, they sold them off.
Yeah, because I went to their first game of the season. My family came here. And it was actually a really good basketball game. They played the Atlanta Dream. The Atlanta Dream. They were the Atlanta Dream. Maybe they changed the name. But they were the Fever. I mean, the Dream. Miami had a women's team, too. They were the Miami Soul. Yep.
That's a good one. Miami S-O-L. Does have some. Oh, S-O-L. Oh, like Soul, like the sun. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because Miami Heat. And they were a really good team, and they took the team, and I don't know where they sent it to. Maybe they sent it to Atlanta. I don't know. But I saw them a couple times.
So the women's soccer team generates more revenue than the men's soccer team.
No which way. I didn't
know. Yes, but they said they like it's hard because everyone's salary is different, but they mm-hmm. the women players make about $164,000 less than a similar male player, like one making
that's insane
like in the same tier as them.
Yeah
it's like 38% less.
I feel like honestly the main women's sport where people actually show up in drove numbers is soccer
and tennis. I feel
Yeah, tennis too. Yeah, that's very true.
And volleyball. I feel like there's more female volleyball, like sand volleyball.
Yeah, I would agree.
Not that volleyball is huge, but.
Yeah, I would agree. Definitely sand volleyball.
No one give a shit about women's basketball.
No. Even they don't really even show up to like, what are they, like women's flag football, like the arena ball when they're rolling around in their lingerie, their panties and shit. Yeah, but.
Rolling around in their panties and shit.
That's what they have on. They have on panties. I'm like, it's one of y'all boobs don't slip out. Like, it's, anyway.
Yeah, but I mean. It's 2022. They're making more money than the men. Like, they're generating more money than the men.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's very shocking.
But
that's
I
awesome,
would assume,
though.
Like, I feel like more people watch women. Like, I knew growing up more women athletes that were more like diehard fans of women's soccer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess it does make sense. Soccer's huge.
Yeah. I feel like women's basketball, like college basketball, is only huge during March Madness.
I only know about women's basketball because of Love and Basketball.
Well, see, my sister played all 4 years of high school, and then she also played in college as well, too. And their team was really good. But the problem is that, you know, the crowds only came out when it was like they had four games where the JV girls, JV boys, and then the varsity girls and varsity boys. So they had the crowd there, but they were there because of the varsity boys, which was sickening. But
and the girls are always better.
They are. They put on more of a show. Like, I feel like the guys, all they do, like, you know, you've seen one dunk, you've seen them all.
True.
But when you see women dunk and stuff, like in high school or college, they get aggressive. They do.
The women's soccer games were always good too, because they were just feisty.
Yeah, they are. They really. To me, I feel like women's sports are always going to be. I mean, who wants to see Andre Agassi? No one.
Who?
But you exactly. But you'll go and watch Venus and Serena, will you not?
Oh, love exactly. Venus. Love Serena.
Even Maria Sharapova and Martina Hingis. All of them.
Those people.
Don't nobody want to see all the rest of these men? Like, who cares?
My grandpa is like a diehard women's basketball fan, like women's sports fan. He's St. Mary's College here. Yeah. He goes to like all the women's basketball games. Yes, he's so cute.
Did like any of his family play on the team?
No.
I don't know, he just likes women's. Well, that's how my uncle is.
He was a coach. Mm-hmm. Not there, but he was just a coach during his career.
My uncle Jerry is like that. He and I think because his daughters play sports, and he was like the coach of their teams and stuff, like soccer and softball and volleyball and all that kind of stuff. But he still watches it even now, because I mean, they're all grown and no longer playing sports and stuff like that. But he was a big supporter in like going to women's sport games, because mm-hmm. they don't get people that come out other than the women, which is sad, because I'm like, they're doing amazing things. But you know, just the disparity among.
Maybe we should start supporting women's sports.
Well, I was thinking about trying to go and do like a athletic training for a high school.
That would be cool.
But like an inner city high school. I don't know how inner city y'all high schools are here in San Antonio.
I could find you some black schools.
Okay, cool. Maybe we should do OT and PT.
They don't need an OT.
Why not? They need their wrist taped. I'm just saying. We can provide that service.
Will you hire me to tape a wrist, please?
Exactly. We can get like, $500 or something like that on the side.
I was talking to Megan today, and she was just saying how she has to always, like, she gives the qualifier when mm-hmm. people are like, you're a physical therapist? She's like, not that kind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Vince and Trakes.
Right. She's a physical therapist. I thought she was an OT.
No, she's a PT.
Oh, I did not know that.
She's a physical therapist. So she said the other day, she's like, yeah, she was talking about a guy she knows from back home mm-hmm. and how he opened up this, like, he does basically, like, personal physical training for, like, athletes, mm-hmm. people on the off season from like NBA and stuff, or are like pre that and trying to get ready for mm-hmm. professional sports. And he was like, we're always looking for therapists. And she's like, not that kind of therapist. Man. But I'm like, why can't we be that kind of therapist? Listen, that sounds like a lot of fun.
But the thing is, I did that though in college. Like, one of my professors, rest in peace, Dr. Bill, he was, I don't know if contracted is the right word, but anyway, he worked with Florida A&M University, like FAMU High, because mm-hmm. the college has a high school. And so FAMU High's football team, he would take certain students out of the class and be like, hey, do you want to come with me to the game? And we would tape up like the football players and stuff like that. Any injuries that occurred, we would, you know, put our physical therapy knowledge to use with the players and stuff. And it was really a lot of fun. Cool. So, and I did that for, what was it, like a year or something like that? Or like a season or two? I think, I want to say it was like 2 seasons I did it. And it was really fun. It was, I mean, you get to see a free football game. You sit on the sidelines mm-hmm. with the team and ride the bus and stuff like that with them. I mean, that's the unfortunate part, because they are high schoolers. But at the same time, it gives you an opportunity to put your skills to use. So, and I would definitely consider doing that here in San Antonio.
I went to athletic training camp one summer.
See what I'm saying? We can go back to our books and figure it out.
I think we could really figure it out. I think if you gave me like a good 6 months.
Why do you need 6 months?
Because I don't know.
Listen, all you need is an hour of Google. You'll be fine.
An hour of Google. Yeah. But what if we just like, we could do it.
Kinesio tape some people. Absolutely.
Do you like sports medicine?
I'm kinesio tape certified.
I feel like we could listen to better mute. Like, we would just have rap playing.
Absolutely.
And it would be like some PTOT, but mostly like strength training.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it would be fun.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you'd take advice from the weak girl, the overweight girl here, but I'd be like, you need to do this, this, and this so you can be a professional athlete.
They'd be like, so how old are you now, ma'am? High schoolers suck. They're horrible. You were born in the 1900s. Shut your young ass up. Shut up.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God, it'd be the worst. Well, anyway, speaking of like back in the day stuff. Anyway, do you know the show Good Times?
What you talking about, Willis? Right?
No.
Good Times.
The show Good Times.
Yes, with the little Gary.
Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman. I was going to say no. Gary Oldman. Gary Coleman.
That is Different Strokes.
Oh.
Well, then I guess you're not going to know what I'm talking about.
What's so, Good Times?
Good Times is with
Judy, Rudy,
Florida Evans, Tootie, JJ, Walona, James Evans, Michael Evans, and Thelma. Janet Jackson was on it. She got burnt by her mama with the iron.
Obviously, I'm Chip not going to know the names of the characters or the actors.
Oh, my God.
If I don't know the show. What is the song from Good Times?
Good Times. Temporary layoffs. Good Times. Easy credit and ripoffs.
Is it the one where they live in like the house with the, it's like an old broken down house with the old grandpa?
No.
What show is that?
I hate you.
What
no.
show is that?
I don't know. With a broken down grandpa.
No.
What?
Like it's an older house. There's older people that live in it.
Good. Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory? I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's it. I'm thinking of Black Willy Wonka.
Anyway, the reason why I brought that up is because have you ever seen this?
Oh no, I'm thinking of the Jeffersons from her, but that's not.
The Jeffersons didn't have an old daddy?
No, I'm thinking when I saw her, I thought I was thinking of the lady's voice from the Jeffersons. She doesn't sound like
Oh, Wheezy Jefferson? No, not the same. Well, anyway, I'll put a little picture up here. The everybody who knows about Good Times knows about this classic painting that was the art for the actual show. So have you ever seen this picture? Hold on, let me make it. And for those that obviously you can't see the picture because you're listening to the podcast, you should
familiar.
Go to We Are YouTube. So this is a very famous painting from Good Times, right? And it's the one where they're in like the little, what you call it, shack, the little dance shack, and you know they're dancing. Anywho, the reason that it's called the Sugar Shack is what it is. It's by Ernie Barnes.
We should open a bar and call it the Sugar Shack.
We need money.
True.
Yeah, well, we gotta, you know, work with the high school kids in order to get some extra money. Anyway, so the painting is called the Sugar Shack, and it's by a man named Ernie Barnes. Well, Ernie Barnes, first of all, an amazing painter, right? Known for this painting on Good Times. He auctioned off the painting was auctioned off, and they thought at some point he was only going to maybe get like $160,000 for this painting.
Mm-hmm.
This painting sold for $15.4 million.
Who paid that, Jay-Z?
I don't know. Probably not. He bought Basquiat. I think he's still trying to recover. They paid $15 million for the Sugar Shack.
Damn.
Which is, I mean, again, if you don't know that, that's a part of your black card that's being revoked. So you're going to have a fine on your black card because you don't know that.
Put it on my tab.
I mean, that show did come out of the 1970s. However, it's not the point.
Yeah.
Point being, I still watch it. I know every episode.
Stanford and Son. That's what I'm thinking about.
Stanford and Son. That girl says Stanford and Son. He wasn't an old grandpa. I mean, he was old. Red Fox was old. But yeah, Stanford and Son. Him and it was Sanford and Lamont.
Sorry, I'm young. I don't watch those shows.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Oh, man. This was a funny segment. They're going to eat your ass up in the comments. I love it.
Listen, I'm trying very hard.
Oh, man. Okay, last thing that we want to talk about before we go into something else. This is what I wanted to ask you. I have seen this week on social media about this kind of trend that's going on where women who are going out to dinner with their friends and stuff like that are talking about when you go out to dinner and the bill comes that, oh, you a broke bitch if you split the bill and you just don't say, oh, okay, well, our bill came to $300. We'll just split it four ways versus nitpicking at every little thing. Which one are you? So when you go out to dinner with your friends, do you ask for a separate check? Or do you just say, hey, our bill came to this total amount. Let's just split it however many ways, however many people are there.
We ain't got money like that. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I'll just put on my credit card because I want the points. How good for you that you have a low balance on your card. It is smart. Mm-hmm. If we can split the check, we'll just split the check. But if not, someone will just put it on their card and we'll split it.
Yeah.
But we don't split down the middle unless it's like a big group. Like we went to Nobu and everyone's just ordering a bunch of shit and champagne and drinks and stuff. So we just split it down the middle. But we'll just pay for whatever everybody paid for.
Well, I guess I'm petty. Because let me tell you something. You go out to dinner with me. I'm not splitting nothing.
You're that person?
I'm that person. And they're going to be like, is this all one check? No, it is not. Jenna, no, it's not.
Sometimes it's easier.
No, it's not. Let me tell you something. I budget, okay? I have a budget. I don't have a husband yet, okay? I ain't got a sugar daddy yet. So I'm paying all my bills. I budget my money for entertainment, okay? I don't follow Dave Ramsey like that, but I do have a budget for entertainment. And when I go out, I have already predestined. If I'm feeling a little fresh, hey, I'm going to add dessert on there, too.
Ooh.
If my meal came to $27.13, don't come talking about, oh, well, mine came to $75. Let's just split it out. Excuse me, why?
No, I wouldn't do that. But also, you don't drink and you don't eat meat. And it's the alcohol that'll really fuck you up on the bill. Because that shit's expensive. And the meat.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, if my friends come into town to come see me, then yes, I'll buy you brunch or something like that. Like, we could trade off or whatever. Yeah. But... I'm always split the check. I don't care. Y'all can call me cheap. Y'all can call me broke. You can call me whatever you want to. I know what's in my bank account.
I'm a curator of vibes, and splitting the check just doesn't work with the vibe.
Yeah.
It takes too long sometimes. Sometimes the waiter sucks, and I'm like, just put on a card and we'll split it. Don't worry about it. I'll Venmo you.
Yeah.
But then that's hard because then you have to go through and Venmo request everybody for it.
Exactly.
So then some people are usually like, I'll just send you this. I'll just send you that.
Yeah.
It all comes out in the wash.
Because I use a certain credit card anyway when I go out. Because I don't use my debit card for stuff. Like I pay for all my stuff with my credit card so I can get the points. Just saying. Plus, also, too, you're going to go back on my credit card and add no tip on there and take all my cash. No, you're going to use this credit card. They got a limit on it.
There you go. Boom.
So, yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of depends. When you would go out and drink, were you the person who would be like, oh, yeah, I'll get this round and you get the next one? Or were you like, no, I'll buy my drinks?
No, because I usually never drink when I go out like that. And if I do, I'm sipping on the same drink for like 3 hours.
Jeez,
so I never, no. We're never like, oh, rack them up.
No. Is that what you think I do?
Right.
That's what you think I go and I say, hey, rack them up.
I don't even know the lingo to say about drinks. Like, one on the house. I don't know.
What,
on the
rocks, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying, me and my friends don't
another
drink like
round.
That. Another round. Yeah, no, we don't do that. No. Rihanna lemonades. Yes. We do that. But no, me and my friends don't drink like that.
One person's like, oh, I'll get this round. You'll get the next round. So you go buy like four drinks. Everyone drinks. And the next time the next person goes, they'll buy four drinks. So then you can get another drink.
Nah.
That way you're only buying, you know.
My friends and I don't drink like that.
That's a normal thing.
Even when we were in our 20s, we didn't drink like that. And when we would go out, we'd be like, that's your drink. And you sipping on the same one drink.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no.
That's wild.
No, I split checks. That's all I'm saying.
I don't.
Not with men, though. Not with men.
No, I don't not split checks.
Yeah.
But I'm also not like a stickler for we have to all have separate checks.
No, I'm a stickler.
I'm like, it'll be fine. We'll work it out. I also don't care. My ADHD, haven't asked, does not care. I act like money is just like going to be in my account. I'm like, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
I do that sometimes when I'm at the grocery store and I'm like, especially at Costco, man.
They'll get you.
And then they come and up
Trader
and I'll be
Joe's,
like,
there's something about Costco and Trader Joe's where I am
and
rich.
Target. You walk in there like you a boss bitch and you just be like, I just got two bags and I spent $400. What? I came in here for yeast rolls. I don't know. Like, it's crazy.
You know how some people, mostly earth signs, when they go to an expensive restaurant, when they go to an expensive restaurant, they're thinking like, okay, shit, like, let me not get crazy. This shit's expensive. I want to enjoy myself, but I'm not going to go crazy.
Yeah.
When my ass gets anywhere expensive, I'm like, I'm here because I can afford to be here. And let me act like I can afford to be here.
Oh,
I am
God.
Taking on the persona of the rich bitch. So I'm like, drinks here, please. The bottle. Don't even worry about a glass. Who wants dessert? Let's get it. We're having a good time, are we not? We're here. We're going to spend money. We might as well spend it. And that's the issue.
See, listen, even in my tax bracket now at 38 years old, I'd be like, is this free refill? Listen, I'd be like, oh, this specialty drink, is this a free refill? Okay, give me a Sprite.
I'll be like, can I have a glass of this? And like, we only have it in the bottle. Oh, fine. Yes. You pulled my leg.
Listen, I have gone to dinner with this one, and they literally bring bottles of wine to the table, and I'm just sitting there. You want to try it? Because you ain't about to say, well, Monica, you didn't have a glass. You owe something.
And the thing here, but here's my thing. I am the person who, if I go out if I want to eat something, if I want to do something, if I like, and it's in, within my means, mm-hmm. I assume that I am paying for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would never like order something for all of us to try, being mm-hmm. like, oh, we're going to split that, right? If it's something I wanted, yeah. I'd never buy a bottle of wine thinking you would split it with me if it's something I wanted, because I think that's so fucking shitty to
but
do to somebody.
There are women out there who do go out to dinner with their best, with their friends. And they know they don't have money, and then they go under the guise of, oh, if we just all split it, then we'll be fine. Or they try to creep up underneath that person and not pay the bill. And I'm like, no. You, with me, you're going to pay your bill. Or you're going to be back there washing dishes. I'm going to leave you at that table. And if you think I'm not a good friend, that's fine. That's friends.
That's Anna Delvey shit. Did you watch that, Finding Anna?
No.
All her friends would just leech off of her.
Yeah.
No, but like if I order, like if I get dessert or if I get an expensive mm-hmm. bottle of wine, I'll say like, do you want to split the bottle of wine? Oh, I don't know. I don't really want anything expensive. Listen, I'm going to buy it. Do you just want a glass? Because like, hey, I'm having a good time, and like, get with it or get lost.
Yeah.
Get right or get left.
Yeah.
But what we're not going to do is stop the party. All right. I'm talking appetizers, drinks, dessert.
Yeah, I have learned how to do that now. Like before, like, because I don't really eat out a lot because I cook all the time, or I meal prep rather. So I don't really eat out like that. And if I do, it'll be like a pizza place or something like that. But I don't really eat out like that. So when I do eat out, I, like you said, I'll go and get an appetizer. I want the main and I want a dessert. If I don't care if I'm still stuffed, I'm going to take it home.
Yeah, my like best life is nice restaurants. Not even nice, but like love a good theme,
mm-hmm.
love a vibe. Low lighting, candles, music.
You just like going out.
I just like going out.
Yeah. And I like staying in.
What are you going to do?
So.
But anyway, all that to say, money's just, whoop. It's just an
money's
idea.
Money's not real.
Money's not real, and I'm not going to act like it is.
No.
What am I supposed to do? Not have fun because I don't have money? That's a joke.
People are millionaires in crypto. You can't touch that shit. You can't touch crypto. It doesn't exist. It's not real.
You can't take it with you when you're dead.
No, you can't. Even if you bury it somewhere, somebody, I mean, it's going to rot.
I'm not here for a long time, ladies and gents.
Maggots are just going to eat it anyway. Anywho, what were you telling me about? You ready to go to the rehab corner? Or do we have anything? Oh, no, sorry. What are you watching?
Not a dang thing. I finally finished the first season of Severance. It was a little slow, but the last episode was like, poof.
Really?
So now I'm hooked. Also, the second season of Made for Love came out.
Made for Love?
Yeah.
Who's in that?
L for Love. Do you know what that's from? Sorry. This brain, like a hungover ADHD brain, is not ideal.
That's what happens when you're hungover.
I know. But you would be proud of me. At the bar last night, mm-hmm. I was drinking water in between rounds of shots, but I was still drinking water.
I was like, because you were probably already drunk from the pool.
Mario Marissa came back, and he had like multiple glasses of water, handing out water. And old me would have been like, fuck that water. I'm not a little bitch. But almost 28 year old me was like, chug along, let's hydrate, honey. Yep. And even at the pregame, I put a liquid IV in my drink.
Can you do that?
You can do whatever you want.
Is it not like drinking alcohol while taking an antibiotic? It's not going to work.
I don't know. All I thought was, well, I already have this drink. I probably need to drink liquid IV, but I don't want to drink this and water with liquid IV, so I'll just pour it in my drink. Jason, fine. I'm here. I didn't die.
You're still alive, thank God.
Did I die?
But did you die, though?
Anyway, all that to say, Made for Love is a show on HBO.
Yeah.
And it has, I feel like we've talked about this before. Did you see Game Night?
Nope. Yes, yes, yes.
The blonde, dumb guy from Game Night.
Oh, okay, that's right. We did talk about that.
Billy Magnuson.
Yes. Let me see and again.
This guy.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. this girl, Kristen Milioti.
Christina Milian.
Mm-hmm. Christina Milian. She's from a bunch of stuff you probably won't know.
That's okay.
Anyway, it's like an Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg type figure.
Mm-hmm.
Finds this girl, marries her, implants a chip in her brain so they can be like...
Connected.
And she runs away from him, and it's about him getting her back. It's super cute and interesting and like kind of quirky and weird. But the second season came out, so I'm watching a little bit of that. What have you been watching? Is it apocalyptic? I bet it is.
I actually have not watched anything this week. I've been watching reruns. I lied. I've been watching reruns
of Miss Pat.
That too, but Living Single.
You love Living Single.
I love Living Single.
I need
single.
To watch it. You told me it's the better Friends, and I love Friends.
It is. It's not even the better Friends. It's one of the best sitcom shows, like, ever. No lie. It's an amazing show.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu.
Hulu.
And it's 5 seasons. You got to watch it from the very beginning. It's amazing. It's going to remind you of you and your girlfriends, though. Seriously, it is.
Okay.
But also, too, I haven't been watching anything else other than that because I watch that while I'm at work. But anyway, neither here nor there. I don't watch that while I'm at work. Anyway. I'm waiting for Umbrella Academy season 3 to come out.
Yes.
It's coming out. I believe it's either out. It's either June the 6th or June the 17th, but I want to say it's June the 6th.
I need to rewatch that last season because I don't remember.
Oh, I do. I remember the world was supposed to end.
Remember the assassin? Oh, she was responsible for the thing. Yeah. I do remember then.
I'm still watching The Wilds. I'm on episode 8. Episode 8, yeah, of The Wilds, but nothing new yet. Oh, you know what I did watch? I lied. I watched Friday.
Cat Williams is still doing
stuff. Oh, my God. He's hilarious. Oh, Cat Williams on Netflix, he has a new special called Cat Williams World War III. It's actually pretty funny. There are some slow parts in it where you're just like, where are you going with this cat? You keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again. But he still hits some of those classic lines. I just think Cat Williams is just so funny. Oh my God, he's so funny.
It's the voice for me. It's also the hair. Every time my hair is laid to the gods.
He didn't have his hair done on this one. He had a baseball cap on the whole time. That's why I was like, I don't know what's going on. Maybe because he's getting older. I don't know.
Every time I'm doing this, I'm like, I'm Cat Williams.
Listen, Cat Apocalypse, when he had that green, I think that's when he had the green blazer on, the green velvet blazer, laid to the god, flipped up, just whew, slick. Love his hair. But yeah,
I haven't listened to Cat Williams in years.
I watch Cat Williams all, and that man sells out arenas. Like, people think that Cat Williams has fallen off. He has not. That man is still selling out arenas, not theaters, arenas. He was in a huge ass arena. I don't know where it was, but it was actually really good. It was only like an hour long stand up, but it was really good though. He talked about like some stuff related today, like COVID and blah blah blah. But it was really good though.
I keep meaning to watch both of the Magic Johnson things that are out, and I just haven't, but I've heard
good. Magic things. Johnson, what?
There's a my glasses are broken.
I was gonna say, why is your handle moving like that?
Wow. Okay. There's a documentary about him on HBO.
Yeah.
And then there's that. Oh, no. The documentary is on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. The show is on HBO. That's like a scripted show just about like him playing basketball for the Lakers at that time. It's a comedy. And it's supposed to be...
Is it like the whole like AIDS thing or HIV thing? Or
I don't think it's so much about that. It's kind of just like a show set around him playing basketball and like all the things going on in basketball at that time. But supposedly it's getting... People are talking about how it's... words are hard when you're hungover.
5, 6, 7, 8.
How it's presenting like the... white owners and the people in that space at the time and how they were just like incredibly racist towards him and a bunch of other people.
And how nothing has changed because it's still that way.
Yeah. But. When was the lockout?
I was old enough to remember the lockout. The lockout was, I might've been in middle school then. I want to say I was in middle school during the lockout. Let's see. NBA lockout. Maybe I was in high school.
Oh, no. I was talking about the one when that guy, the racist guy who owned the team that Blake Griffin was on.
Was it 1999? The NBA lockout was the third lockout in the history. Blah, blah, blah. But there was one in 1998 to 1999. So I was in high school then. There was a 1995 lockout. I don't know. You have to tell me.
I don't know. Anyway,
there was a few lockouts, but I do remember. Yeah, I was in high school when one of them happened. Anyway, but this was a lockout while Magic was playing.
No, I just was talking about it. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Don't listen to me.
You're hungover. It's
anyway,
fine. Anyway,
let's go to the rehab corner.
Welcome to the rehab corner, a place where we restore some order. Take a look around and sit your ass down. We don't play around.
Corner today, we are talking about two specific topics. The first one we're going to talk about, we are not experts on because we don't know anything about it because the CDC still don't know anything about it to a degree, but it was out in the 1970s. Monkeypox. Tell us about it, Fowler.
Welcome, monkeypox.
Welcome. Have a seat. Sit your ass down and behave.
All I know is that it was found in monkeys. It usually only is over in parts of Africa. It's now in the U.S., but they look fucking awful.
They're like big blisters on you, right?
Yeah, they're huge on your face, your hands, and your feet.
Please don't make our audience gag.
They look so painful.
They do.
I just, like, monkeypox doesn't sound good at all. It's very much giving 28 days later. Did you watch that?
I did.
Like, when I hear monkeypox, that's what I'm thinking. Like, crazy monkeys, I will become a zombie.
Well, here's my question. Did they say how it's transmitted? Is it a droplet? Is it body through body? Like body fluids? Like, you got to be scratched by a monkey, cut by somebody?
If it's from an animal to a human, it can either be from the meat or a scratch or something like that.
From the meat?
Yeah.
Who eat monkey meat out here? Who the hell eat monkey meat? Y'all be having monkey sandwiches? What? No.
Maybe you don't appreciate fine dining. Maybe you don't go to the restaurants that we're all going to, but monkey is...
Name one person who eat a monkey. You can't buy no monkey meat in the grocery store. I'm just telling you.
Well, maybe not here, but other places. I don't know what they do in Africa.
No, that's not a delicacy.
Where are
there monkeys? In Africa.
Where do
There's
monkeys?
A lot of them in Africa and Australia. I can guarantee they ain't no delicacy.
That's just how you can get it.
Maybe in Asia.
I'm just letting you know. But from person to person, it's usually through like respiratory droplets.
I was like, who's this in front of my house? Sorry. Respiratory droplets. Okay.
So don't let anybody cough or spit in your mouth.
So we're going into another pandemic is what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, what if this was the apocalypse?
God forbid. Like I don't have time pox. For that. I no. Well, there was a U.S. senator that was giving a little speech about some stuff. He kept saying classified after every other word. And he was talking about trying to prepare for stuff. And it sounded like he was talking about aliens, but also too like airborne diseases. And then he was like, if they're around urban areas, and he was like, Jesus. Like as he was reading, himself. He scared himself by what the hell he was reading.
I don't want to know what the government knows.
I know I keep saying all the time that I watch apocalyptic shows in order to prepare, but I don't know if I want to be here in the event an actual apocalypse actually happens. Like with zombies, first of all, I'm overweight. Second of all, I can't run long distance. Okay. So if I run out of bullets, I'm screwed. That's all I'm saying. I'm just going to be screwed. So I don't know. But yeah. Everybody be careful. Wash your hands, wash your ass. Don't let nobody come up in your face. Just stay in your house. Anyway, last thing that we want to talk about, especially in the rehab corner. Recently, remember Mac Miller, who was a rapper?
Do I remember Mac Miller?
I mean.
Yes.
What was one of his songs?
Are you serious? No, Donald Trump shit?
I'm trying to remember like one of his more famous songs that everybody probably know him from.
Nike's on my feet. The one with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so he unfortunately died of a drug overdose. When was this? Like three years ago?
Did he crash his car?
I don't know the details accident. Of that. But he, unfortunately, he died of a drug overdose, right? So the problem is that his drug dealer, and I'm just saying allegedly for protecting my podcast, his name is Stephen Walter, and he was arrested for pretty much the death of Mac Miller because he was supplying Mac Miller allegedly with these drugs, right? So he tried to take a plea deal for it.
He was found unresponsive, sorry.
Oh, he was found unresponsive? Okay.
I think he had a car crash also, but he was fine.
Oh, okay. So he tried to take a plea deal, and he was sentenced to 17 and a half years for supplying drugs that ultimately killed Mac Miller, right? Here's my concern. I don't understand how people who sell drugs are being held to some type of moral standard that they are now responsible for supplying illegal drugs when people come to them to get said drugs.
Doctors make sense.
Doctors and pharmacists make total sense.
That makes complete sense.
Because you're licensed by a board and you take an oath to do no harm.
This man swore no oath. He did not promise. He did not go up there and say, I promise to do no harm. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm trying to make some money.
And it's even like with, you know, unfortunately, Michael K. Williams, who was Atticus's daddy in Lovecraft Country. That's what you remember from some of his others. And he was also Omar in The Wire. And so I'm surprised you know that.
I love The Wire.
Oh, really? Okay. That's cool. Well, anyway, so his drug dealer also too has been arrested and charged with his death because he overdosed because it was fentanyl laced with something else. Again, I just don't understand how drug, and I'm not taking off of drug dealers. I'm not, because I'm not one. But I just don't understand how you, again, hold drug dealers accountable when they are distributing and selling illegal drugs.
But we don't hold the people accountable who sell guns to people who are mass murderers.
Exactly.
Because that's the same thing. I'm selling you the weapon. I'm not telling you what to do with it.
Right.
I'm selling you the drugs. I'm not telling you to overdose.
So if that's the case, if any mass murderer has used, who has purchased a gun from Academy, Walmarty, what's the other one? Bass Pro Shop. Do they sell guns?
Bass Pro Shop. If anywhere sells guns, it's Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah. So if they bought their guns from there, shouldn't they be prosecuted to the fullest end of the law when they're doing mass shootings? I just don't understand how you, again, have a moral compass for drug dealers who are dealing illegal drugs, but politicians get to run them up. I don't get it.
Have they always gone after drug dealers for this, like for the death, or has it just been since the opioid crisis?
I think it's been the opioid crisis.
I feel like since in the last seven years. They've been like, oh, this person died because of the drugs you gave them. We're going to go after you. But before that, when there was no opioid crisis and a certain demographic of people weren't dying in droves from an opioid crisis, this wasn't happening.
But I also think, too, there has to be a responsibility. Like, here's the thing. Addiction is an illness. Okay. People don't choose to be addicts. Like, you do make a choice to use that particular drug. But once you get on these addictive drugs, there's a whole nother talk show, right? So we're not negating that. But at the same time, the responsibility also, too, has to be on
that person,
the user who's using it, who made a, like, here. Okay, heroin, for example.
I've heard of it.
I've seen enough people on heroin in real life and on TV to know that I never want to try that, right? No. That would not be my drug of choice, okay? First of all, I don't have the energy level. I'm an introvert. And heroin people, they be up, okay? I don't need to be up for 36 hours. But all I'm saying is that when you have seen that before and you've seen how people look on heroin, that now becomes your responsibility to a degree. And again, I'm not taking up for the drug addicts. I'm just saying, I don't understand how these things are happening in law right now, that the drug dealers are being prosecuted for the death. Now, prosecute them for distributing illegal drugs. Yeah. Yes.
Unless they knew the drugs they were selling were bad.
But even if you did know that, that's not your response. Like, you are selling a product, an illegal product, I keep saying. This is illegal. So the whole situation, you should be prosecuted for selling it, not for the death of that person for using it.
So we're just throwing this out here.
Yeah.
This was a company selling some kind of product, let's say it was like a Tylenol, right?
Yeah.
And the Tylenol they were making was bad, and a bunch of people took the Tylenol and it was killing them, you would go after the company for murdering those people.
You know why? Because they have a responsibility to the public. And also, too, Tylenol has to be FDA approved to be on the shelves. And they're not selling it illegally. Even people who sell pills in their house, or they sell it on Amazon and they say this has not been FDA approved, you're still taking a risk by taking this stuff. But at the same time, they're not selling cinnamon capsules that are illegal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's like whatever they're selling is patented to a degree, right?
Yeah. But I'm sure if they started going after the people who sold the guns to these people who are doing these mass murders, they would crack the fuck down.
Well, the NRA would never, but if they did, you would think. But
I just want a psyche eval. I just want a quick.
Listen,
how do you feel about your mom?
Exactly.
Do you have any black friends?
What do you think about Hispanics?
Oh.
What do you think about Asians? Just saying.
I'm going to show you some pictures.
What do you think about socialism?
First words that come to your head.
Right. What do you think about socialism? Bernie Sanders. Tells me everything I need to know. Your opinion about Bernie Sanders tells me everything I know.
Exactly. If you could cancel student loans for all people, would you?
Abortion. What's your thoughts?
That's what I need to
know. Who's your president currently? That'll weed them out.
Milk before or after the cereal.
Exactly. Peanut butter first or jelly first on the bread?
Well, you know what? We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one.
Mass murder. You are definitely a mass murderer for that.
What am I putting them together?
Ew.
No. Ooh, the goober.
I hate it.
Ooh.
Disgusting.
You don't like goober?
No. Man.
That makes it easier.
You're a narc. Ew, no. You can't mix them like that.
What's your favorite kind of Pop-Tart?
The plain strawberry.
Without frosting?
Yeah.
Nope.
Fowler has left the building. You're gonna walk through.
What is wrong with you?
It's the best.
God, it's disgusting.
It's the best kind of. I like the Oreo one too. Recently, my God, but
what is wrong with you?
I used to eat those all the time in college.
Who eats Pop-Tarts without frosting?
Me.
Ugh.
What's your favorite? Why aren't you gonna say something nasty? Like s'mores or some shit.
I don't like the s'mores. I like the brown cinnamon sugar, the strawberry, and the fudge. It depends on the day.
Typical. But that's how you can tell you're white. Only white people eat fudge. Black people don't eat fudge. Only white. I don't know.
She's a like, black. I've done the legwork.
Let me tell you something. I don't know a black person on this earth that eat fudge. Okay, and I'm a chocoholic, and I don't eat fudge. You know what? I hate fudge. It's disgusting.
You don't like fudge?
Fudge is nasty.
Fudge pops? Like fudge popsicles?
I mean, I would do a fudge popsicle, but that's not real fudge. Yeah, y'all be over here making fudge.
It's good. It's just chewy chocolate.
Ew. It's like, fudge is like the skin of chocolate. It's disgusting.
Fudge is good. No. Bucky's, you don't get fudge from Bucky's when you stop? You're missing out.
No, I get the...
The best fudge is Christmas fudge. I don't know what it is about Christmas time, but you gotta have some fudge.
It's the whitest thing you've ever said on this podcast. Put in the comments if you like fudge or if you hate fudge. I'm telling you, fudge ain't nothing but the skin on top of the chocolate when you're cooking it that need to be thrown in the trash.
I hate that you made that. I hate that you made that comparison.
Eating chocolate skin. Ew.
No, I'm not like eating gallons of fudge. It's just you just need like a couple, like one piece every now and then, a piece of fudge.
Mm-mm. Not even just like chocolate. Fudge. What is fudge? What's the ingredients of fudge?
It's just chocolate. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is fudge? I have no idea. And the more I say the word fudge, the more it sounds right.
Go do a Google search. What's in fudge?
You don't like Christmas fudge? Mm-hmm. That's the only time I eat it.
I bet you eat fruitcake, don't you?
Oh, no, I don't eat fruitcake. Oh, okay. But there's a fudge shop in Fredericksburg. We should go to the fudge shop in Fredericksburg.
No. Do they have white fudge?
Yeah.
No.
With sprinkles on it.
Ew.
It's sugar, butter, and milk.
Can't be. It got to be something else up in there. Okay. Sugar, butter, and milk. No.
Let's see. All recipe. I'll look up a fudge recipe. Mm, looks good. Mm.
Fudge. Who said I like fudge?
Normal people.
White people.
It's a normal thing.
It's cultural diversity over here, people.
this is the face-off you wanted.
Absolutely.
Chocolate chips, condensed milk, butter. This shit's horrible.
Maybe
for
it's
you.
The condensed milk that makes the skin, that makes it gooey. Ugh,
stop saying it. That. It's literally just thick ass soft chocolate.
It's like they put flour in there, like thickener from speech therapists after people have strokes.
Thicket. Well, I like fudge. So.
Yeah, I can tell. You were just like, ew, fudge, I love it. You should have saw your face light up. Ooh, I love it, fudge.
It's not like I'm eating fudge every day, all right? It's just...
You don't like Christmas fudge? No. Not at all. But thanks for sharing.
I'm going to make you some fudge for Christmas this year.
Okay, well, what do you put... Like, what do you eat fudge with?
You just eat the fudge. You don't mix it with anything.
Talking about diabetes, man.
Coffee, jeez. Milk, maybe. But like, no. I like fudge with nuts in it.
I don't like
stuff with nuts in it. You know, like the nuts.
Nah, I don't even like chocolate covered stuff. I don't like that.
You don't like chocolate covered raisins, chocolate covered
strawberries,
bananas, no. Chocolate covered strawberries, mm-mm. Almonds,
no,
cocoa beans.
Don't cover anything in chocolate other than chocolate.
Sunflower seeds, even.
Ew,
those are good.
No. I don't like chocolate covered stuff,
man. Mm-mm. The chocolate covered banana chips, so good.
You know, I remember remember those little orange slices with the chocolate.
Oh,
on
I
it?
Don't fuck with that. But do you remember the chocolate ball? Is that what you're talking about? The ball that was chocolate and it would break up, but it was an orange.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Those were old candies back in the day.
Yeah, that and the Wonder Ball. Do you remember Wonder Ball?
Yeah.
What's in your Wonder?
I don't think they make those anymore.
I don't either.
I mean, I haven't seen it in years, but
man, I want some fudge.
Oh, okay. Well, have at it, girl. CVS got fudge?
No, you have to get good fudge. You can't just buy fudge.
Oh, well, you need to make us some. Wait, make you some. I'm gonna eat that.
Make you a piece. I'll bring you a piece of fudge.
Okay.
Christmas time, though.
I guess. All right. Well, anything else for our people before? I don't even know how did we get on fudge. What were we talking about?
I don't know
how we got there. I'll listen back to it when I'm editing. Anyway, but anything else you need to talk to the people about?
No. This is the last time you'll hear from me as a 27-year-old gal. So
I was like, where the hell are you going? You're getting older.
Yeah, I may sound entirely different next episode.
I doubt it. No? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Well, yeah, it's your birthday this week. It's going to be an amazing week this week. Fowler turns 28. Y'all wish her happy birthday. It's now Gemini season, Taurus season.
Gemini. We're going to do something crazy.
They're all
crazy.
Kanye's
going to lose it. I can't wait.
Is he a Gemini?
Oh, yeah, he is. So is Northy.
Makes a lot of sense. Oh, Jesus Lord.
I love being bipolar. I hate being bipolar. It's great. Isn't that what his album's called?
What?
I hate being bipolar. It's great.
That's the name of his album.
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't follow Kanye West. I don't know. I'm not a Kanye West fan anymore after College Dropout. I mean, 808 and Heartbreak was cool, but College Dropout definitely was. Anyway.
Neither here nor there.
You're going to have an amazing birthday this week.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday, Fowler.
Thank you.
Y'all go out and have an amazing work week this week. If you need to call out. Fuck that job.
Use that
okay?
PTO. You're lucky you have it.
Even if you ain't got no PTO, go into negative. Use your sick time. If you ain't got that, just don't get paid. Call it a day. Your mental health matters.
Truly.
Okay? Mental health matters.
Take care of you, honey.
Absolutely. Y'all don't forget to spread love.
Spread light.
Don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler every Tuesday when new episodes are released.